Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in basic theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please tune in at 7 p.m., 319-527-6204. You can also call in your prayer requests at that same number. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
God, we want to thank you for all of those things you do that we never see, helping us get through each day safely, making sure our family is protected, and all of the other countless blessings. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
The Lord is me, somebody. you, Jesus.
I live for you. I live for you. I come to worship you. My heart, my soul, I bring to worship you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who need healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And again, at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. At this time, I will play another selection.
I can't complain, no, I can't complain. Mama's taking it easy, Papa's gone on to paradise, smiling down on me. So many people just trying to make ends meet, hoping and praying. Happy and free, come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling, and I'm gonna give the Lord his day. Everything will be okay in the presence of his grace. A heated conversation, me and my baby, with sometimes debate. Life has but few guarantees, sweet love and a good cup of coffee. Grown children don't seem to think life can slip away. time to listen to what this old man has to say. Oh, you see the world. Everything will be okay in the presence of His grace. Come Sunday morning, down on my knees, I'll be falling. I'm gonna give the Lord His day, and everything will be okay in the presence of His grace. Oh yeah, in the presence of His grace. His grace, yeah, in the presence of His grace.
Amen. In the presence of His grace, praise be to God. In Deuteronomy 7 and 9 in the NIV says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, for God, El Amunai. Keep His covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love Him and keep His commandments." El Emunai means the faithful God. El Emunai, your faithfulness convinces me that nothing can ever separate me from your love. Neither death nor life, neither fear nor worry, not even the powers of hell can separate me from you, because you are faithful. I honor and adore you for the faithfulness you show me, even when I am unfaithful to you. I praise you for keeping your covenant of love, not only to me, but also to 1,000 generations of those who love you and seek you with all of their heart, minds, and souls. I praise you, El Emunai, for the faithfulness that you revealed in writing and recording your word, for my instructions, so that through endurance and encouragement of your scripture, I might have hope. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God.
in the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
I trust in Jesus, he's my friend.
Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Trust and Obedience. In 1 Samuel 15:22 says, to obey is better than sacrifice. Amen. The writer says, God isn't looking for us to check off a list of sacrifices. He wants us to trust him. This was certainly true when the Lord instructed Saul to go to Gilgal and wait 7 days for the prophet Samuel to join him. The two would make a burnt offering together, and then Saul would be free to engage the Philistines in battle. As the seventh day approached, however, Saul became increasingly restless. His soldiers were running away out of fear of the vast enemy army, believing he needed to make an offering to have God's favor before fighting. Saul did so without Samuel. Sadly, 1 Samuel 13 and 10 tells us that as soon as he finished, Samuel came. Saul thought the sacrifice was important, but really, it was his ability to trust God despite the pressure that matters. And because of Saul's lack of faith, the Lord tore the kingdom from him. Take this to heart today. God doesn't promise that you will understand why he asks you to do certain things. And he doesn't need you to convince him to bless you through sacrifices. Instead, you are to submit to him moment by moment, trusting him to implement his plan in his time. So wait on him in obedience with confidence that he knows exactly what he's doing and will lead you well. Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus, I wait on you. Lead me, my Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Trust and obedience. Praise be to God. So at this time, I want to let you know that you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So again, if you would like to join us, tune in at 7 p.m., 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
by the things that you're doing.
Your faithfulness reminds me that I'm not always faithful to you. Although I have a heart to be faithful to you, situations arise that evokes fear and doubt, tempting me to make choices of self-preservation, selfishness, and greed. I confess that I am not always humanized to you or to those around me. I have dropped the ball far too often. Forgive me for my frailty and emotional exploits. Remind me again and again of your faithfulness so that I will grow to be more like you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
We worship you this morning, Lord. We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the be the center, say, Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's realize this together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and He knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
cause I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
in Him
and
I live, move, and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
He's in control,
and He knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
in Him I live, move, and have my being.
Say like the best of people.
God, thank you for your faithfulness to me. Thank you for the many times I have seen you show up in my life when I did not know how I was going to pay the bills, how I wondered or how I would ever be healed, or how I would find revelational peace in the midst of chaos and conflict. Thank you for being faithful time and time again to the words you have placed in my heart and to your promises in the scripture. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our Bible study in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. In the meantime, I will play another selection. Praise be to God. Faithful God, it's easy to begin to doubt your faithfulness when I have to keep coming back to you again and again to confess where I have blown it. I ask you to strengthen the resolve in my spirit to truly believe that you are faithful, the faithful God, and that because you're faithful, you will never abandon me. You have promised never to leave me nor or to forsake me. I ask you to open the eyes of my heart so I can see your faithfulness and stand without a shadow of a doubt in the confidence of a covenant relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. I normally give our speakers 15 minutes grace period, and by then, if they are not here, then I will come with a word. Amen. Praise be to God.
And is able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen. He's able. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. I come to let you know that my God is able. Able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is able to heal you now. Yes, my God is able.
I think you don't know.
I said, I come to let you know that the God that I serve, he is able. Yes, he is, yes, he is. Able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able.
Sing it to them, heaven.
I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. To set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, in spite of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God.
is able. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. But God is bigger. Hey, so I come to let you know tonight, there's nothing impossible for God. He's
your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
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 Oh, able.
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 Able. No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you. Able to set you free. Able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you. Able to rescue you. Able to hold you up. Able to bring you out
of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. He's God that makes something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I come to let you know that my God is able.
Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise. Somebody give him glory. Give him worship. We worship you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship. We worship you, you able Lord, you able Lord.
Amen. Praise God. We're still waiting on our speaker for this evening. Amen. In the meantime, I pray that you're enjoying our inspirational music until our speaker arrives. If not, I will come with a word. Amen. Praise God. For my soul is anchored in the Lord. Praise be to God. Amen. Praise be to God. I got joy, unspeakable joy. And now at this time, unfortunately, our very own Barbara A. Amore could not be with us this evening, so I am going to play a selection and come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. Because all of my help comes from the Lord. To God be the glory. After the selection, I will come back with a word. Amen. Praise God.
Oh, the sun shall not smite thee by day. what I told him. This is what I'm going to do.
Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 5. That's the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 5, and we're going to read verses 21 through 24. Amen. And I am reading from the New Living Translation. Praise be to God. And it says, when Enoch was 65 years old, he became the father of Methuselah. After the birth of Methuselah, Enoch lived in close fellowship with God for another 300 years, and he had other sons and daughters. Enoch lived 365 years, walking in close relationship with God. Then one day, he disappeared because God took him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Praise be to God. Let us pray. Father God, I pray that it be all of you and none of me. As I bring forth your message this day, I thank you for your only begotten Son who died on the cross so that we can receive eternal life. I pray for my pastor and all auxiliaries of this church. I pray for the increase of our congregation. I pray for our families, our friends, and our enemies. I pray you open up the understanding of the minds of those who hear my voice, that they may receive your revelation knowledge, that they may grow more and more in every way like Christ, so that they may receive their purpose in your holy will. I pray for those who are sick and shut in may be healed. I pray for those that are facing trials and tribulations receive deliverance. I pray for those that are lost in darkness, receive the light of your salvation. We thank you for supplying our every need. And all these blessings we ask and pray in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Diet and exercise are important to people today. Look over the magazines at the grocery store checkout, and you will notice that a good number of them features articles on diet and exercise. Amen? Such articles sell magazines because people want to know the newest trend in exercise and the fastest way to lose weight and tone up. A man early in the Bible times found the best exercise. Walking with God in Genesis 5 and 24 says, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. The word translated walk, it's a Hebrew expression that means to live according to God's lifestyle. So let us examine the characteristics of walking with God. Amen? My text for this message is coming from Genesis chapter 5, verse 24, where it says, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Amen? And my title for this message is The Best Exercise. The title of this message, The Best Exercise. Praise be to God. Amen. So let's find out the best exercise. One, walking with God means to go in God's direction. Amen. The Hebraism, walking with God, it's used to describe God's lifestyle. For Enoch to walk with God meant that he had to go in the same direction as God. So if you are going to walk with anyone, you must go in the same direction in which that person travels. Amen? God's way is clearly marked. Enoch responded to God's revelation. Whatever God disclosed to him, he accepted as the way he was to live. Today, one does not have to guess or imagine which way God is walking. God's supreme revelation has been given in Jesus Christ. In 1 John 2 and 6 tells us, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Praise be to God. God's way is always the best way. In fact, there is no other way but God's way. To read Genesis 5 is to be convinced that Enoch found the best type of life. The other personalities mentioned in the chapter live meaningful but rather uneventful lives. But Enoch, by walking with God. Sometimes, walking with God is not the most comfortable or the easiest way to travel because you have to walk in a direction in which others are not walking. Amen? Walking with God means to proceed at God's pace. For Enoch to walk with God, it meant that he had to proceed at the same pace God moved. If you are going to walk with anyone, you must travel at the same pace that person travels. Amen? Because you got people who walk fast. You got people who walk slow. You got people who go different directions. And if you are going to walk with that person, you have to keep up with that person. Now, God's pace is a deliberate, determined one. Amen? A deliberate, determined one. Enoch found meaning in walking with God, and so can you. God wants to lead you. If you want to live according to his lifestyle, you need to commit your life to him. Amen? Praise God. He will then move you in a direction that will allow him to create godly characters within you. God's pace varies on different occasions. So let's find out. Enoch did not find walking with God one continuous, monotonous pace. He found that God varied his leadership. Sometimes God walked fast, at other times slow. And sometimes God just waited. Walking with God means that you proceed at God's pace. You are not to attempt walking ahead of God. No. Nor are you to lag behind. At times you will need to wait patiently and let God lead you. Amen? Hallelujah. Walking with God means to make progress. When Enoch walked with God, he made noticeable signs of progress. You cannot walk without moving. Walking with God begins with a simple first step. Amen? For Enoch to walk with God, he had to take a first step. That means he had to have faith initiatively in the Lord. One day he started the journey of living according to God's lifestyle and likewise beginning the Christian life starts with a simple step of faith. We all have to take faith if we are going to walk with God. Parents take delight in the first step their child takes, because it marks a significant beginning for the child. The first step means that other steps will come. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven rejoice when a person takes the first step in a walk with God. The walk with God continues with a series of successive steps after the first step. Amen? The first step, not the final step. No, walking with God means a series of successes. Praise be to God. It is a growing kind of experience. So let's find out. Walking with God means to share an intimacy. Enoch walked with God. Whenever you walk with anyone, you share your thoughts with that person. Enoch shared his life with God, and God shared his life with Enoch. God shares life with human beings. One of the most amazing facts of life is that God chooses to share life with sinful human beings. He let us know of his love and concern for us. Because one walks with God, he or she gets to understand more about the nature and character of God. Amen? God allows human beings to share life with him. Walking with God suggests an intimate friendship with him. As we walk with the Lord, we may share our hopes, our dreams, and our aspirations. Or we may share with him our frustration, troubles, and disappointments. Walking with God means to arrive at a destination. The Bible speaks of Enoch's destination, and he was not. This refers to Enoch's translation. In Hebrews 11:5 says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was now found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God, because Enoch started walking with God, he arrived at his destination. Causes us to reach potential while we live. Enoch did not find the ultimate meaning of life after his translation. No, every day as he walked with God, he discovered the meaning and significance of living God's type of life. Amen? God causes us to reach our final destination. Beginning to walk with God leads to a pilgrimage that ends with ultimate fellowship in heaven with God. You see, amen? So Enoch was the seventh from Adam. Godliness is walking with God, which shows reconciliation to God. For two cannot walk together except they be agreed, Amos 3:3. It includes all the parts of a godly, righteous, and sober life. To walk with God is to set God always before us, to act as always under his eye. It is constantly to care. In all things to please God, and in nothing to offend him. It is to be followers of him as dear children. The Holy Spirit, instead of saying Enoch lived, says Enoch walked with God. This was his constant care and work. While others lived to themselves and the world, he lived to God. It was the joy of his life. Enoch was removed to a better world, as he did not live like the rest of mankind. So he did not leave the world by death as they did. He was not found because God has translated him. Hebrews 11:5. He had lived but 365 years, which as men's ages were then, was but the mist of a man's day. God often takes those soonest whom he loves best. The time they lose on earth is gained in heaven to their unspeakable advantage. How to see how Enoch's removal is expressed, he was not. For God took him. He was not any longer in this world. He was changed, as the saints shall be, who are alive at Christ's second coming. Those who began to walk with God when young may expect to walk with him long, comfortably, and usefully. The true Christian's steady walk in holiness through many a year till God takes him will best recommend that religion, which many oppose and many abuse, and walking with God well agrees with the cares, comforts, and the duty of life. And as I bring this message to a close, are you tired of wandering through life without purpose? You need to begin a profitable journey. A walk with God. Open your life to Jesus Christ, and you will be strengthened for successive steps and for a final home in glory. To God be the glory. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. To God be the glory. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me to obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to ask and pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you into a good Bible-based church. It must be a Bible-based church. Amen. To further your walk with Christ. And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., our Lady Nadine Wiggins will be here with Talk Through the Bible by Bruce Wickinson. So if you would like to join us, and you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. To God be the glory. Good night, everyone. We love you, and shalom. And on that note, we are going to leave out on Rise by Rob and Ore.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.